Well, actually, it was an idea that was actually put to me by Sean Cunningham. Sean would be one of the people in the town here. He's part of the whole welcome committee that's in Sligo, on the streets of Sligo, bringing people around and giving advice and whatever. You'd all see them there at the bottom of Connell Street, into Knox Street. But Sean had brought to my attention that there was a great lack of disabled parking bays for minibuses, especially minibuses for the likes of taxis or the disability groups or whatever else that need the minibuses between the people around in wheelchairs. And there was very few places safe enough that they could pull the minibus in to access, because with the length of the minibus and the clearance space that's needed and everything else on the back of it, most of the people would be accessing out onto the main road without any safety. So Sean had brought this to my attention, and I had brought it to the attention of Sligo County Council, and I put it down as a motion. And it has been taken up in relation with Sligo County Council, and they're actually planned to put in place now to put one into the Wine Street car park, and it's more or less to see how it works and how well it works and whatever, and if there is a need and a recognition for them to go elsewhere around the town and the county. Sligo County Council is looking at putting plans in place to have them installed. It is something that is needed, and I'd like to commend Sean for bringing that to my attention. In relation, I have to say it, like, it's something you'd never even think of, but it was just a dangerous aspect. And he had said himself that he had been a taxi operator at one time, operating a minibus with people with disabilities and things like that, and it used to be a bit of a nightmare. So hopefully that will take the danger out of it, and it'll give a whole new kind of outlook to the whole parking experience for any disabled drivers in Sligo.
And a real positive aspect of it is that it's just another step towards further inclusivity and more on that accessibility for the wider community in the area, isn't it?
Well, it is really, because as you know yourself, there is taxi drivers out there that does provide wheelchair buses, you know, that's accessible and whatever else. But it is, it takes an awful lot of pressure off them, and it leaves access for everybody. Like, universal access is there for everyone, not just for a handful of people that's out there. And this is one thing that I do know the Sligo County Council takes very serious in relation, especially the roads department. And it has to be commended, Thomas Cairns and his staff. And they have to be commended, because any time any of these issues comes up, they're willing to take it on, they're willing to carry out an investigation, and if it's warranted, they will put it in place. And as you can see in Sligo itself, that there is no shortage of disabled parking spaces. That is true, that the good work of the Disability Consultative Committee, the Roads Department of Sligo County Council, and in fairness to the general public and wheelchair users that bring it to their attention. And I'm so glad that Sean had brought this to my attention, that it is something, and it's something positive that can be rolled out. And I think myself that there is a big demand for it. And as you said, it makes people more inclusive and more accessible for everyone.